Hey ladies and gentlemen, it's James from WeDetect.net. We're back for another film review today, and it's none other than a film by Chris Morris. Widely controversial, tried to be banned by the families of 7-7, it's Four Lions. The film follows a group of young Muslim men living in Sheffield who become radicalised and decide to become suicide bombers. Two members of the group, Omar, played by Riz Ahmed, and Waj, played by Kavyan Novak, aka the Facejacker, go to a terrorist training camp in Pakistan. The other two are Barry, played by Nigel Lindsay, who is a convert to Islam, and Faisal, played by Adil Akhtar, who tries to train crows, to be bombers. Fifth member, Hassan, played by Arsha Ali, is recruited by Barry while Omar and Waj are in Pakistan. Faisal accidentally kills himself during a training exercise. The film culminates in the remaining four trying to blow themselves up at the London Marathon. Now, this film obviously naturally becomes highly controversial with the families of 7-7. However, this is the whole thing that annoys me about this, is that the families of 7-7 tried to get this film banned. Now, I always thought that the British way of doing things is to laugh in the face of adversity. Am I wrong? I always thought we're a country synonymous for when something bad happens in this country, we just get on with it. Now, had the families even properly watched this film, which is just going to be a classic case of these families no doubt would have not watched this film and called for its banning straight away. If the families have actually watched this film, they'd actually be pleasantly surprised at how stupid Chris Morris makes the Muslims look in this film, the extremist Muslims, and it's just been well executed. And for those that don't know much about Chris Morris, I mean, he is the brainchild behind Brass Eye, which is a fantastic series, is well known for its dark humour, and that had controversy all over it. So there's bound to be some controversial scenes in this actual film. Now, the film for me has been shot really well. I love the actors in this. I think Kavan Novak just does an absolutely brilliant job in this film. Riz Ahmed as well. But it's been put together with aplomb. It really has. And there was some, you know, there was some controversy surrounding this film. It's a little excerpt from Wiki. The project was originally rejected by both the BBC and Channel 4 after being too controversial. Morris suggested in a mass email titled Funding Mentalism that fans could contribute between £25 and £100 each to the production cost of the film and would appear as extras in return. Funding was secured in October 2008 from Film 4 Productions and Warp Films, with Mark Herbert producing. Filming began in Sheffield in May 2009. You know, it really is a great movie, and you should all go out and watch it. Even the families that are involved in 7-7 should go out and watch this film, and they'll actually, I genuinely believe, they'll actually find this film to be quite funny, because everything pretty much goes wrong for these guys, you know? Everything pretty much goes wrong, and that's what's so enjoyable about the actual movie, and it also really, really takes the piss out of extremist fundamentalism. It takes the piss out of them. You know, this isn't seeing four bombers succeed. This is seeing them drastically fail. And for me, that is the clincher, really, you know. Had it have been done in a way where they were successful in their tasks, as they were successful on the 7th of July 2005, then it's a whole different story. But this has been beautifully put together. It's extremely funny. It runs at a slow pace, but it's a nice pace, and it's something to sit back at. Now, is it worth going to see in the cinema? Well, we saw it in the cinema, and it's one of those films that don't really benefit, really, from the big screen. So I'd recommend you wait for this to come out on DVD. But it is a very, very enjoyable film. There's some really funny moments in it. And I don't want to give too much away for you, because there is one of these films where, you know, there are a number of set pieces in it. And if it isn't for the number of set pieces and you know what's going to happen, then it ruins it a little bit for you. So I won't say too much more.